From the Archdiocese of Mobile, Archangel Radio presents The Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, and featuring the Director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life, Patrick Ahrensberg. And now, your host, Patrick Ahrensberg.
Hello, welcome to The Archbishop Show. I'm Patrick Ahrensberg, Director of the Office for Evangelization and Family Life. Hello, Archbishop.
Pat, it is good to be with you and with all those who are joining us with the broadcast.
Archbishop, it's been a couple weeks or more since we've recorded. We've been running in different directions. It's really nice to be back here in Studio A.
It really is. Where is Studio B, by the way?
Well, it's across the hall.
That's Yeah. But it is good to be with everyone.
Archbishop, we have a special guest who's a guest, but he's a permanent addition to the Archdiocese. We'll introduce him after our prayer. Would you lead us, please?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, dear God, you call us to spread your good news. Go out and teach all the nations you told the apostles. And it's for each one of us not only to live our faith, to accept your gift of faith, and to show your how that we follow you and all that we say and do, but to share our faith with others. Be with us, strengthen us in sharing the faith and passing it on as we offer our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, Archbishop, we're very blessed to have in the studio with us today Mr. Tex Phelps. Welcome, Tex.
Thank you, Zvipo. Honored to be here.
Who is the new director of the Office of Youth and Young Adult Ministries. So it's a pleasure to have Tex with us. Tex, you have been here now for a few months. You began, which month? Remind
in
me.
May, middle of May.
In May. I lose track of time. And so I know you've been settling in. I know you've been traveling all around the Archdiocese, visiting with pastors and youth ministers and visiting the parishes, the schools. I know it's been a whirlwind for you, but you're beginning to know our Archdiocese. But help us to begin to know you. Tell us a little bit about your background, please.
I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I began, after I graduated from college, I started looking at how I wanted to live my life. And one of the things I was looking for is because I grew up in a house that we didn't really go to church. So I was looking for a faith, if you will. I believed in God, but I didn't really know what specifically I believed in. So I started off in a Baptist church, and as I went to a Baptist church, I realized that I wasn't Baptist. And there was a number of things that went with that. And so I went to a Catholic church with my sister-in-law. And when I learned more about the Catholic faith, it just turned out that that was something I strongly connected with. And all the beliefs of the Catholic Church seemed to fit right with what I believed already without even knowing that much about the Catholic faith. And after I came into the church, a year later, my sister-in-law asked me if I wanted to help her teach religious education. And so, and she was a second grade teacher, so she wanted to teach second grade. I didn't want to do such a young age. I wanted to do something, I felt like something more interactive. And so fifth grade was another option for us. We went with fifth grade, and that kind of started me on my path of ministry to young people. And whirlwind's a good word for my faith life too, because one of the things just kept, God kept putting challenges in front of me all through my life as soon as I came into the church, but also surrounded me with just incredible people. And so within a year of starting to teach religious education, 2 years into being Catholic, I applied for the part-time youth ministry position for our middle school, and they gave it to me, which I thought I was well qualified for, but reality was I still had a lot to learn. But in with that position, I was put in charge of confirmation for the parish. And I went through RCIA, so I was like, well, you know, I know it all, so I'm ready to go. And so that started, but just that process and just working with the young people, helping develop more confirmation. I did high school youth ministry at the parish. I was a youth minister there for about 8 years. And through that process, I felt like I wanted to look at becoming a full-time youth minister. And so that really started a journey for me that I had no idea would lead me here. But one of the things that it did was it took me from Dallas, Texas to Macon, Georgia, where I was a full-time youth, young adult, and campus minister at St. Joseph in Macon. And through that process, that kind of helped me to learn a lot. And the Diocese of Savannah, in my third year there, the person who was the director of youth ministry for the diocese, which I had no idea what that meant at the time, was left to pursue another career. And so they needed somebody to kind of be an interim person, and they asked me to do it. Basically, I was leading the youth conference there. And it was the middle school and the high school youth conferences there. And just through that process, I really felt like what my skill set, if you will, I'm really fit with working on the diocesan level for many different reasons. And so that made me look at, okay, maybe I could be a diocesan director. And I ended up in Beaumont, Texas as a full-time diocesan director of youth ministry. And once I got into that, I really felt like that was a really good fit for my skill set. So I was a director there, and then I went back to Savannah for a short period, and then I was the director of youth ministry in the Archdiocese of Washington as well, and that was where I was prior to coming to the Archdiocese of Mobile.
So Diocese of Savannah, Georgia, Diocese of Beaumont, Texas, Diocese of Washington, D.C. Now, Beaumont and Savannah are more similar to the Archdiocese of Mobile in a number of ways, with a percentage of Catholics and with a lot of small towns as well as some cities. Washington is a little different, though, so I've been told. So what was it like going from Washington, D.C. to Mobile?
So I'll take it just a step backwards to going from those two smaller dioceses to Washington and then to Mobile, because I think that was very helpful to me. And it was interesting because I never thought of working in youth ministry as a career until I started thinking, oh, I'd like to go into this full time. But the reason I ended up in Washington was because I felt like I was pursuing a career in youth ministry, and Washington seemed like a place to go. If you want to move along in your career, you'd go to Washington. So the difference there, what really helped me when I came to Mobile, was having that experience of working in Beaumont and Savannah. As you say, they're very similar to Mobile. And then going to Washington, I felt like I grew in a lot of different ways, more administratively than ministry-wise. And that's just kind of because of the setup in Washington. So with that, I feel like coming to Mobile, I had the experience working in dioceses that were similar to Mobile, and I had a very good comfort level working in those dioceses as well. But having that administrative knowledge that I learned from working in Washington helped me when I came to Mobile to be a stronger administratively while still working on what I want to do spiritually in the Archdiocese of Mobile with the young people. So, but the difference, you know, besides traffic, I would say, is just the way that Washington has a lot of parishes, so it can be very challenging to work with all the parishes. And that's what I love doing. I love visiting parishes. I love working with the parishes and building youth ministry in the parishes. So I think that was something that really excited me about moving to Mobile. While in Washington, sometimes I didn't have as much opportunity just because of so many parishes.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show here on 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Pat Ehrensberg here with Archbishop Brody, and we have in studio Mr. Tex Phelps, the new director of youth and young adult ministry. And what's the statute of limitations on that? At what point is he no longer the new director of said office?
And that's a good question. We'll
get back to you on this.
Yeah. Now, Pat, now you have been for 10 years the director of the Archdiocesan Office for Evangelization and Family Life. And I know the ministry of your office and the ministry of Texas office as the director for youth and young adult ministries, they sort of overlap.
Absolutely.
So what's your been experience coordinating and yet being distinct?
So it's Tex is very easy to work with, easy communication. So, you know, one of the places, for example, that it would overlap that we've had to work on together is young adult ministry in Montgomery. Because when they first started, they were really a pub theology group, and I worked with them, and then they became the young adults, and then they came under the youth and young adult office, and the group died after a year or so, kind of went into hibernation, and Tex and I have been working together to bring it back to life. And one of the tools that we're talking about is inviting them to come to something my office does, which is Be Prepared. But it would be through youth and young adult ministry, trying to reach out to get them to plug into that. So that's just an example, and there are multiple ones. You know, ACYC, obviously, I go down and help with that. And yeah, so a good working relationship. So Tex, I'm curious if we can go back to your bio just a little bit, and then I want to talk about the big youth conference that we're very excited about. But going back to your bio, you worked part-time as a volunteer, and then you decided that you wanted to make a whole career out of that. I mean, what was the experience with that first group of kids that you were teaching that captivated you or captured you and made you just say, you know what, this is what I want to do with my life?
So I think it even goes back a little bit further. So I had been coaching for a long time. And so like I felt comfortable working with young people as a coach. And that was what actually helped me to accept that challenge to go into the classroom, a religious education classroom, because I'm not a teacher by nature. So like I had to learn that. And so when I went into that, what really struck me is the way the young people responded to me. That they seem to enjoy being at church. And the interesting thing that I've learned since then is that it's not always the case. But I think I just got fortunate that, and I give all the glory to God. Like, He put me in a position as like, okay, we'll start you this with this class, and this will be a good place for you, And when I went into that, that group was so great, and one of the things that it was a long process. It wasn't okay. I had a good experience in a religious education class. I'm changing careers. What actually happened is, from that fifth grade class, I became confirmation coordinator. So like, I helped them through confirmation, and then I actually stayed with them through high school, working as along the way with them. And after that process, they graduated from high school, that really, I was like, this whole experience, I think I can do this. So it wasn't like a aha moment. It was more of a gradual progression of me getting more and more comfortable. I was like, oh, I think I can do this.
So Tex, one of the things that's different, your job now versus your job then, is you don't really work directly with the youth so much as you work with the youth ministers and schools and principals and, kind of people who do interact directly with kids. And one of the big things that happens under the Office of Youth and Young Adult Ministry is the annual youth conference, which is really fantastic and superb, ACYC. So we're going to spend kind of the rest of the show talking about ACYC. I guess the burning question around the Archdiocese, are we going to have it?
Absolutely. That is the plan right now. We are moving forward, ready to go. So I just say that is absolutely the plan at this point, is to gather in February at Perdido Beach Resort with all the young people. And I've heard great things about it, and so I'm very excited for this year, especially coming out of a year when people haven't had the opportunity to be together a lot, that this is a great opportunity for us to come back and gather as one.
So let's throw it out there a few times. Can you tell us what the dates are and how someone would register for this conference, and then we'll talk more about it.
Okay, so the dates are February 18th through the 20th, 2022. And if somebody wants to register for this, a young person wants to register for this, they will go to their parish youth minister. All registration go to the parish youth minister, who will take care of everything and submit the registrations.
I believe the ACYC began in 1974. It was the early 70s. I'll have to double check that. That's 40 some odd years ago.
47-ish.
And I was when I was a young priest, I was the archdiocesan director in my archdiocese as a priest of religious education. And I remember a number of occasions speaking with religious educators who had spent years of their life in religious education before the Second Vatican Council. And I would ask them, how is it that we did such thorough catechesis, you know, catechesis meaning teaching the faith, with the Baltimore Catechism and with other ways before the Second Vatican Council? We taught the faith, and we taught it very deliberately and intentionally and thoroughly, but it seemed to all fall apart in only a few years after the council, that the people, these young people that we had taught in those years before the Second Vatican Council, all of a sudden stopped practicing the faith. And I asked these longtime Catholic educators, what happened? And what I heard repeatedly was this: we didn't touch their hearts. We gave them information. We gave them the Baltimore Catechism, which had so much information, but we never touched hearts. And so after the council, in response to that, things like ACYC, the Archdiocesan Catholic Youth Conference, began as a way to both try to teach, but also to touch the hearts of young people. So that was a motivation behind these youth conferences all over the country and youth retreats, et cetera. So what do you see as the needs of our young people today in being able to pass on the faith to them? I know that's a loaded question, but what would you say?
So I think one of the things that the conference offers, but that we probably need more of even with the conference, is to inspire young people to want to live out their faith. I totally agree. Like, you know, we give them the knowledge and then expect them to go out there. But it's like, how do you do that? How does a young person do that? So one of the things I think events like ACYC does is it empowers them to live out their life as a disciple and go out to places. And, you know, and I can speak to this from Beaumont, and I think Alabama, the Archdiocese of Mobile would fit in the same, be kind of the same, is that because it's a lower percentage of Catholics, that we can't just look at it, okay, we need to go out and work and, you know, evangelize Catholics. We should be evangelizing everybody. And so, and one of the things that does that conference like that, you're gathered with a lot of young people, and a lot of these parishes don't have big youth ministry programs, so there's not a lot of young people in their parish. So they come to something like ACYC and say, "Oh my goodness, there's all these Catholics here.
Never seen so many Catholics before in one place.
In one place, yeah. Yes.
That really does. I hear that from the teenagers, who particularly come from some of our small towns. And they'll say, "I never knew there were so many Catholic teenagers."
And 10 or 12 priests down hearing confessions.
Yes.
My gosh, mm-hmm. I didn't know there were that many priests.
Right.
And so, yeah, when they're supported by that. And that's a great point, like the young priests and all the priests that are there, and also all the youth ministers, all the adults that care about their faith. There's just a lot of support there. So if you go back to a parish in a community that doesn't have a high percentage of Catholics there, it helps empower you to live out your faith and to stand up for your faith and to spread your faith. And so the young person doesn't feel alone anymore. Because I've known in some of the situations I've been in where a young person will say, "I'm the only Catholic I know at my high school."
Yeah.
And that's a challenge. And so, like, how do we help?
And sadly, even young people who do know a lot of Catholics, there may not be many other teenagers that they know who are practicing their faith. You know, so it's not just for those who are the only Catholic in town, but sometimes there are other Catholics, but sadly, they may not be practicing the faith.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Pat Ahrensberg here with Archbishop Rohde and Tex Phelps, the director of the office. So the statute of limitations is up. The director of the Office for Youth and Young Adult Ministry.
You know, some people might be listening and they say, well, what is this ACYC, this Archdiocesan Catholic Youth Conference? That we're talking about. And basically, it's from Friday evening until midday on Sunday. It's a time that teenagers get together at a hotel. It's in February, and it's at the beach. Only teenagers would go to the beach in February, and they have a great time. But it is a time to have fun. You can't bring hundreds of teenagers together and not have fun. They enjoy each other. But it's also a time that we have speakers come in, usually from other places in the country, who are well-known, well-respected, who come in and talk about various topics that would affect the lives, the faith lives of teenagers. It's a time of prayer. We have Mass every day. We have morning prayer and evening prayer. We have adoration, which for some kids, that's the first time that they've ever had adoration or benediction. We have various activities that build on what the talks have been. So it's a nonstop 48 hours, but it's a wonderful time.
And in a lot of ways, there's an implicit motivation to the conference that's sort of explicit this year in the theme of the conference.
Yes. I mean, one of the things when I first got here that I thought was a very appropriate theme was one, especially coming out of
O-N-E,
one. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, O-N-E, one. And one of the things that made me really think about that is, especially over the past year, there's been one could mean, the reality is one could mean loneliness, one could mean isolation. And I think that's what people might even think of when you hear the word one at this point because of everything that's happened. But one of the things I love is with this conference is the opportunity for us to come together as one, as an archdiocese, the young people to come together, support each other, pray with each other, laugh with each other, have fun with each other, and share their faith with each other. So I really think that one felt very appropriate for this year as a theme for us to rally around as we come together again.
You know, at the end of the day, I understand each person has to, the faith has to be their own. They have to accept it. They have to live it. So there is an individuality to the faith. But that's not how Jesus set up the church. You know, he set up the church intentionally, knowing that each one of us had to make a decision. But he encouraged us to come together where two or three are gathered in his name, in my name, there I am. Do this in memory of me, come together and have a meal. And so it's hardwired into the church that to be one, you got to come together.
Well, one of the great saints, I forget who it was, said, I would not know anything about Jesus Christ except through the church. I mean, we cannot figure out God all by ourselves. It has to be passed on to us. And through word and sacrament, the church teaches us about Jesus Christ. And through word and sacrament, we support each other in living out the faith. Throughout salvation history, God is bringing people together. In the Old Testament, he creates a people. In the New Testament, he creates a church. He brings us together because he knows that we need each other in to support each other in living out the faith.
So I would encourage folks listening to this, I suspect our audience probably skews a little bit to the not actually involved in youth and young adult ministry. But if you have a young person in your life, a child, a grandchild, nephew, niece, pass along the information that Tex is about to give you, because it really can be life-changing for a lot of our kids to have this experience of the church. So, Tex, when is ACYC?
And I have to say, you know, even some non-Catholic teenagers come because their Catholic friends invite them. So we always have a few non-Catholics, too, who find it very rewarding and very it opens their eyes to a lot of things.
And I was going to say, along as you were saying that this audience might be not skew a little outside of the youth ministry range, but I think one of the things I believe in for youth ministry is that the community should be helping with the young people's faith. And so there are people out there that know somebody that would be great for this conference, and it's going to be February 18th through 20th, 2022 at Perbito Beach Resort. And you can contact your parish youth minister, and that will help you get registered.
Fantastic. Well, Tex, welcome to the Archdiocese. Thank you for all you've done. Archbishop, exciting times. I'm looking forward to ACYC.
I am too. You know, every year at ACYC, the teenagers will come up to me and say, Archbishop, we can tell you really like being here, because I spend the whole weekend there, and I'm glad it shows. But I'll say to them, and I can tell you enjoy being here. It shows on your face, too, that you enjoy being here. So it's a good time. It's a time to have fun. It's a time to pray. It's a time to grow in faith. And so I'd encourage any teenager to sign up for ACYC.
Archbishop, can we have your blessing?
May the blessing of God be upon you, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Until next time.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to The Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, as well as Pat Ahrensberg, the Director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life. And now, stay tuned for more solid Catholic programming on Archangel Radio.